Have you ever thought of starting your own business? Making your life your own? Now's the time. To get started. Welcome back to Starting a Business Simplified. I'm your host, Susie Rains. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about developing a business. A lot of times we come into a business thinking, oh, I have this great idea. I want to start a business. I want to do all these things. And you see people doing it and you get excited and you're like, yes, this is what I want to do. Well, it's not that easy. I know that's hard to hear. But I do want to tell you that there are things that you can do now with your idea of starting a business to get you closer to making those steps forward. So if you're listening and you are working a full-time job still, and you're thinking, I would really love to start my own thing, but I just don't know what to do, and I'm not sure how to get that started or how to develop that into from an idea to an actual business in real time. You're in the right place because that's what I talk about. That's how we do it. Everything that you do from your idea that you implement into your actual business, all of those things happen with the same common thread. So they're all connected. What I always advise people on is that you need to start with your idea first. And picture what your business will look like when it is done. When everything's running smoothly, you're getting successful clients, money's coming in, you're paying your bills, you're doing your thing. What does that look like? And what I think about when I think about these types of things is a lot of people are like, well, I don't know what that looks like because I've never been a business owner. So what does that look like? Go and look at businesses that are currently happening. So for example, I'm a business coach. This is what I do. So I would go and research other coaches, maybe not business coaches, but other coaches that are doing online coaching services, because that's really the model that I want to follow. It's similar to, say you want to open a restaurant. You're going to look at restaurants that are currently in business and how they operate. So this goes back to, for those of you that did research and had to write research papers in school, this is where the research comes in. I have an episode coming up with Nikki Krozik, and she and I talk about market research from a client perspective. This type of research, you're actually going to be doing from a business perspective. So using myself as an example, again, I'm going to look at coaches in the online space and what it is that they're doing. Where are they showing up? What does it look like from what I can see? I might even schedule a call with some of them and letting them know that I'm an entrepreneur. And I'm curious and I want to ask some questions. A lot of times people will make time for you and they will answer your questions, provided that you tell them it's a short 15-minute call and I just want to ask some questions. I'm lucky enough that I work with new business owners starting a business. And so I actually can caveat with, hey, can I talk to you because I want to find out information to share with my audience about starting a business? Can I ask you about your business? And that usually gets my foot in the door. But something that you can do is just let them know that you're interested in starting your own business and that you're doing some research. You have questions. So list out your questions. What do you want to know in order to visualize yourself running a business like that? So some of the questions that I might have asked would be, how many hours do you work? What are you doing during your working hours? What tasks are you doing? And what tasks did you hire somebody to do for you? To get a picture, remember, we're talking about the end result. In the beginning, I did everything myself. I was doing all of it myself. editing my podcast, recording my podcast, doing all my social media, doing all of my setting up my programs, all my back office, bookkeeping. I did it all. Now I've hired people to do some of those things. So I have a bookkeeper now, and my husband, he does all the podcast editing, marketing, setting up stuff. And so I've been able to streamline what I do. Similarly, you're going to want to ask some of those key questions. So I would be, who is it that you have doing your social media now if you're not doing it yourself anymore? What types of tasks have you hired people to do? Do you have a virtual assistant? If you do, who do you use? How did you get in touch with them? What are some of the ways that you would recommend getting these questions asked so that you get a good picture of what it looks like? So maybe asking, what is it like, you know, a day of your life? What do you do when you get up in the morning, starting in your business? What are some of the main things that you do as that business owner, CEO person at the top level now that everything's running smoothly? What does your day look like? And ask them if they'll describe it. They don't have to give you details and specifics, because it could be that they have information that they don't want to share, which is totally okay. And as business owners, you want to be careful with that. You don't want to give away every single thing that you're doing, because other people might want to take your idea and run with it, and then you're going to be struggling. So I just want to say, just be careful and just ask them what they're willing to share. This workshop is designed to help you identify what service you want to provide, learn how to use your life and professional experience to create a business that you love, and combining the two to come up with business goals around this particular service that you're providing for the business that you love. It's a 90-minute workshop. This business breakthrough workshop that I've designed is going to give you those first steps that I needed to get started, creating business goals from your passion and purpose, and give you the tools that you need to create those business goals. I would love to see you there. Click on the link below to register for the workshop, and I'll see you there. In general, what does your day look like? So that you can get a really clear picture of what you want your business to be. Now, again, you're going to ask other people what they're doing, but that's not your vision. That was their vision and they're now living it. You just want to get some of the ideas around what it is that it looks like, because you've never done it before. I want you to really think about what it would look like for you. What does this business look like for you? You doing it. How do you want to show up? What does your day look like? So that should help give you some ideas for actually writing out your vision. So what does my finished business look like? And what is my role? What is it that I'm doing every day in my business, for my business, all of that? The next thing that you're going to do is you're going to think about, now that you have your big picture vision, getting more detailed. So listing out, what services do you provide? You can get as detailed as you want with this, but this is the basics. What service do you provide and how much do you charge? How do you see clients? Do you see them only online or do you meet them in person? Do you have a location that they come to, or are you doing everything online, just in a virtual environment? How often are you speaking to your clients? Is it weekly, monthly, biweekly? Like, what does that look like? So just getting a picture of, what are your services? How much do you charge? And how do you meet with clients? What does that look like? This is going to give you the foundational pieces of what you need to develop your business into what you want it to be. Once you know those things, you can start asking, who is it that you provide the services for? Again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, there's a common thread that they're all linked together. So thinking about who it is that you provide these services for, now you know what your services are. Who do you provide them for? Where are those people showing up? How do you want to communicate with them? How do you want to let them know that you're available? All of those things. So developing a business is a step-by-step process. I offer workshops in a Facebook community that share different ways that you can do different things depending on where you are in the process of your steps. So if you're curious about some of these workshops, I have a services workshop coming up soon, and it's going to be talking about how do you identify and clarify your services. So that's like step one. I will have a link in the show notes where you can join that community and you'll get updates on when I'm doing new workshops. So I have different workshops that I'm going to be coming up with. Bookkeeping workshops, using AI in your business workshop, all kinds of different things that people have asked me about that maybe you don't need everything laid out for you, but you're curious or you have interest in one particular area to learn about your business. So I'm offering those workshops coming up in this community, and people will know what's happening as they're in the community. So I'll share that. But again, once you know what it is that you're doing, then you can build on that. So how do you develop a business? You start with a vision. What do you want it to look like? And then you dive in and you do the details. What does it take to get to that vision? Research is a big one. Asking questions. Ask people in the industry that you're looking into what it is that they're doing. Again, you don't have to get specific. Just ask them in general. What are some of the things that you do? Every industry is different. Sometimes online's different than in person. Everything's going to have its own nuances and ways that it works. So you want to get some inside information as much as you can. And connecting with these people, those are going to be your connections to help you as you get started. They're going to remember talking to you. You may find some collaboration in there somewhere. I just recorded a podcast episode with another podcaster, and her and I'm not going to give it away because the episode's coming out later this year, but her and I are collaborating and it's amazing. We have the same audience, but we're doing two different things. So we're both able to help each other, share each other's information, see what's going on with each other, and help each other the best way we can because we're talking to the same audience. So those are some key things that you can do as you're developing your business. I want to go back to what I said at the beginning. When you're working a full-time job, these are things you can do on the side. These are some of the things that you can be doing on your time off. Developing that vision, asking questions, getting curious about what it is you want your final end result to look like. This can change too, so don't get caught up on it being perfect. We want to make sure that it's something that you have an idea about, but it's okay if it changes because there's always change happening. So don't get too caught up in making it perfect. Just get that general vision out there and then start thinking about how you help people. What is the service that you provide? Business is based on solving problems or entertaining people or both. Maybe you're entertained by my podcast and I'm also solving a problem for you. That is a beautiful thing. It's a combination. So those are the two things that people pay for. They want their problem solved. Help me with my problem. Or they want to be entertained, or they want both. So those are the whole reasons behind having a business. And that's something to consider when you're walking through your developing your business. I hope this was helpful. Join the communities. We have the podcaster listener community. That one is where I share behind the scenes. You get to talk to me. You can ask me questions. You get to interact with other business owners, entrepreneurs, collaborate, connect, network, whatever you want to call it. To get your word out on what you're doing. What business are you creating? What is your business? How do you help people? Getting together and asking those questions as a community. And then I have the workshops that I'm doing. Both of those links will be in the show notes. So you can pick which one or both. I have a lot of people that are in both, which is great. They're getting a little bit of everything. So I look forward to seeing you in the communities. And as always, keep it simple.